Hello, this is Victoria Pearson and this is Radio Gorgeous. And today my guest is singer-songwriter Lizzie Blaquez. Lizzie, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. Now, you're, first of all, a big hit in Latin America. Are there many differences between the Latin American music industry and the American music industry?
Yes, well, maybe you have more like reggaeton in Latin America. I'm trying to find the difference, but yes, there's a lot of, you know, urban reggaeton. I don't see reggaeton too much in American music. You know, it's like a Spanish rhythm and for people to dance. So I think that's like a big boom right now. Like all these artists, they're well, it has been always, but especially now. I don't know. I think Anuel and you hear it here in the clubs also. You know, they're always playing like maybe one of those Despacito some other songs there. Yeah, there are a lot of those songs. Yes.
But is that a new sort of music that's come in, or has it been around for years?
The reggaeton?
Yeah.
It's been around for years, but the thing is that because a lot of people maybe think that I do tropical music, but like I do pop trap, and it's more, you know, it's more. I haven't done any tropical music, but it's like for example, here in America, you have people that listen to country and people that don't listen to country. So maybe like I don't really do salsa or sing salsa, but I love those rhythms. You know, I like country too. I just don't listen to it. But yeah, so it's there's a lot of differences. You know, people who really love tropical music and dance to it. And then you have it all. So,
and I just think it varies a lot, doesn't it? The kind of Latin music scene but depending what part of Latin America it's happening.
Yes, depending on where it's happening. So I think Puerto Rico, it's very famous for the reggaeton, and there's a lot of rhythms. It's like salsa, merengue, bachata, etc. So, yeah.
You are bilingual. Do you adopt a different mindset when you're writing lyrics in Spanish?
For an example, sometimes I write them all in English, and then I translate them to Spanish. So it's really funny. For an example, right now I translated "Knocking on Heaven's Doors" by Bob Dylan. That's not my song, but it's just an example. So they were asking me to, you know, to write exactly on the next on the lyrics of Bob Dylan, my translation of it. So the same thing I do with my songs when I write them. Sometimes I just translate them, and yeah, that's how it. But it's I don't know. I have a lot of fun doing it. It's like, because you know, you also have to fit it in the other language. So yeah, it's like a challenge. So.
Would you also do a Spanish version of Knocking on Heaven's Door?
Yes. I recorded it, yeah. And you wouldn't think it's like everybody, you know, they love it. It's like it's very different, but it's the same thing. It's just that I'm singing in Spanish. So,
cool.
Yeah.
So. I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear.
Oh yeah.
It. Yeah. Do you have a recording of it on video or anything like that?
Knocking on Heaven's Door. I'm working on that one, and it's not going to be like super complicated. It's just, you know, a very simple but nice video singing Knocking on Heaven's Door. So I'm going to be releasing that soon. So,
because I love the version that you've done. I think it's excellent. I really like that. And I like listening to music in Spanish as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's different sometimes. It's just and it's romantic. Like, yes, with songs it's good also, I think, to learn. I think it's like, you know, when you listen like to a song, like what you were saying, that you listen to a lot of Spanish music, it's a good way, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to learn it. Now, how did your music career begin?
When I was very young, I learned how to play the guitar, and that's when everything started. So from there, I was 7 years old, and from there, I was always like, oh, When I want to write songs, and then I started writing songs, when I was a little bit older, and yeah, so that then I never stopped. So yeah, so well, I am going to release for the next Mother's Day also a song that I wrote for my mom. So it's very different than everything I do, than all the music that I do. Besides that song that I have for my mom, I have another one that it's in that is in that range, like it's very classical and ballad type of song. So it's very like the real part of, because all these sexy songs that I'm always releasing, that's also me, but it's like it's a little bit different. So
Now,
yeah.
what is your favorite song that you've written and why?
I think I really like "Ooh Baby" just because it's very seductive and it's a trap track, and I released it last year. It's very recently, so it's like it's a lot of fun. I get a lot of emails and people asking me about that song. So yeah.
Yeah, and you've got a had a great response to that song as well, haven't you?
Yes.
And
Oh, baby. So, yeah.
with the cover for that particular song, there's quite an unusual artwork you've got there, because it's you, and then there's another face, like in the
Yes, there's another
skylight.
face, like with a tongue out.
How did you come up with the ideas for that particular artwork?
Well, no, I did not give. Okay, so I have my friend. He's a graphic designer. So I sent him my picture, and he just got inspired. And he put like the New York City in the like it's like New York City in the background. I think it's like that. Let me just check. So let me just be sure. So yeah, and then he put like a like a tongue. I don't know. I thought it was very sexy what he did. I was like, oh, I love that. It was very, very, very cool. So yeah, he put like the city and like a big tongue. I don't know. I just thought it was super sexy.
It's sexy, but it's like surreal at the same time, isn't it? You
Yes,
know?
yes,
It's the two
yes,
things together. It's interesting. Yeah, I like it.
yes, yes,
It's good. Now,
yes.
your new music video, Deep Inside of Me, has had 650,000 views.
Yes.
How did you go about promoting it?
Well, it's growing, still growing, and I think right now I'm on 700 plus K thousand, and it has people like they see it, they write me, and they just say, "Wow, we really like the video. We love the song. It's very different." So I think it's like a rhapsody, it's a song that is very different. It has a lot of different rhythms, so that's why people, I think they like that. I just so they yeah so that's what they say.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it was like word of mouth, people just saying it was good, and or social media, I guess?
Oh yes. People start sharing, and that's how it, yes.
Yeah, that's how it comes about, I think. It's like people just sharing it over and over again because they're excited, they
Yeah.
like it, and the way you are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's a
Yes.
fantastic result for you, though, isn't it? You must be very pleased.
Yes. It's a lot of work, but I still want, I want to, I'm always trying to even have more people, check on my music and
Yeah,
like it.
brilliant. Now, who are your main music influences in Latin music?
Oh my gosh, that's you. I never know how to answer that question.
Too many.
No, well, it's because, okay, so when I write my songs, I don't really go for influences. I write what is in me and what I feel and the chords that I want. So I am not really thinking about anyone or taking influences, or I really don't do it like that. Now, in the Latin music, people that I like, no one asked me that question before. Not in the Spanish music.
You see, because I'm interested in Spanish music and Latin music, so I'm trying to learn from you.
Yes, I'm trying to think now, because I'm like, no one asked me before in Spanish music. Okay, so in Spanish, okay, this like artists that I like, but they are very different from me. Like, yeah, okay, for example, I think this guy is amazing. This guy, Luis Miguel, I always admire his vocals. He's like very good. He's not really a singer-songwriter, but he's like interpreter, and the way he sings is like, wow, like that's a real singer. Luis Miguel, I think you know, he sang this song America. It was very popular.
I haven't heard of him, but I'll look him up after.
Yeah, Luis Miguel, he's like wow, he's like, yeah. His vocals and his ability when he sings, like, he's the real deal.
Excellent. All right, you have also played music at New York Fashion Week. How was that experience? That was fun.
Oh, I love doing Fashion Week. I love fashion, and I love, you know, and I love music and fashion. So every time they call me from Fashion Week, I'm like, yay, let's go.
Yeah.
yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, so I have you know, friends and designers here in the city, and they're always organizing shows. And it's a lot of fun. I really have a lot of fun, and I just want to promote my music and people know about my music and try to also share a message and be an inspiration. So
how did it work? Were you doing your song and then they were walking up and down the catwalk to your music kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. What song did you choose?
Past Fashion Weeks, I have been doing Ooh Baby and Deep Inside of Me, because sometimes the organizers, like, you know, they tell me we really like that song, and sometimes I don't. For example, I also have like a very balladish, like it's a very ballad and romantic song that I will be also releasing very soon. I don't want to give any details, but it's very different. So, you know, I wouldn't sing that at New York Fashion Week, because it really doesn't go with the theme. So, unless it's like a very romantic type of catwalk, and, you know, and they want something very like ballad, and then I would, you know, I will adapt it. But for now, I always try to do, you know, like the more popish and, you know, and fashion type of song that is Deep Inside of Me or Ooh Baby.
And what fashion goes with Ooh Baby? What do people wear when they're walking around to Ooh Baby?
I was in charge of closing the parade at Couture Fashion Week. So it was all these amazing gowns, and then I was closing the show, so I came, I started singing Ooh Baby, and then all the girls walking with this amazing gowns from my friend Andres Aquino, and yeah, so they were like, you know, walking to for the song Ooh Baby, and it was really, it came out real good. Like, I think it was it was amazing. It came out really nice,
like ball gowns, like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
and nice. With these like big hats, I love the hats, so yeah,
okay,
it's very nice.
Your version of Knocking on Heaven's Door, I love it, as I said. Yeah. What made you choose that track?
Okay, that's a question. So that's a good question. So a long time ago, I recorded that song a long, long time ago, and I don't know why I chose that song. But now I think of the meaning more than when I recorded it.
Yeah.
I can remember that very well, because when I recorded it, you know, it was like a Bob Dylan Guns N' Roses song, and I was like, yeah, let's do Knocking on Heaven's Door. But I was like, I recorded it and I knew about it, but I, you know, like, now you think about the lyrics more, like, it's like, wow, that's an amazing song, that, you know, Knocking on Heaven's Door. But now it's like, that's, I think about it, it's like really deep, and it's a cry, you know, it's like a cry, so it's very meaningful for a lot of things, a lot of reasons, a lot of people, you know, that they are maybe looking for an answer. And yeah, I just think it's an amazing song by him. It's just very good.
Because I like the Guns N' Roses version when they did that, you know, but then your version is different again, and you've really kind of like made it your own. You've changed it. So it suits your voice, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Take this badge off of me. getting dark to see. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, 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 yeah. Heaven's door.
With my brother, so I gave a whole new twist. So it was really funny because then I was doing all this you know, this drum sound, and I was like, okay, let's do this, you know, this stuff in here, like da da, knock knock knocking and stuff like that. So it was really funny. But the drummer came, and then my brother recorded the guitars, and it came out just like how I sang it right there. And they were like, they really liked it. So it was really cool. And then my brother did like a ska arrangement at the end. I like what he did there. It goes from pop rock to dance, and then a ska at the end.
Oh, excellent! So we got a bit of reggae in at the end as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. I thought that was really cool. That was his idea.
Now, how would you like your music to make people feel?
To feel good, you know, and happy. And like Knocking on Heaven's Door is like an amazing song. So sometimes we all go through those experiences in life. So if I can share, you know, some of my experiences and also a little bit of light and hope, I think that's also good, you know. Besides all my other songs that I have that are very popish, and I do have more happy songs, I have more, you know, I have more stories and stuff, so so yeah, I just hope I can share all of them to everyone.
Fantastic. And finally, what are your plans for the rest of the year?
Well, right now I'm working on two projects. I can't say a lot about them right now, but I will be very happy to share them with you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, whenever I have them ready. So
okay.
it's like a beautiful, right now, that beautiful song that I told you, it's like a ballad. It's like a ballad that I will be releasing. So I'm very excited. It's very different. It's not like It's not like, deep inside of me, it's not like, oh baby, it's very different.
Baby, you look at me, you got my body sweating. Can you drive at my speed? You got my heart racing. Ooh, baby, I know you want it. Ooh, baby, you know I want it. Fasten your seatbelts, get ready for the ride. We're getting higher, higher into the sky. Ooh, baby, I know you want it. Ooh, baby, you know I want it.
Eventually, I will try to, to put them all in an album, but I'm doing singles for now. Yes. So, also working on the distribution with different companies. So.
Well, Lizzie, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been really nice to meet you.
Thank you so much, Victoria, for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to meet you also.
Thank you. And for more gorgeous interviews, visit radiogorgeous.com.